This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
This is Randy Snyder. Before we begin, just this word. This week is the last in a series of standalone messages. It's a message about the word covenant. God has always been in a covenant relationship with his people. That's what we talk about all this week. We begin a brand new sermon series next week on Cross Hope. God bless you and thanks for listening. This may shock you to say this, what I'm going to say, because some of you are going to say this is awful, what you're saying today. But there is a character on the television show Sesame Street that I couldn't care less about. His name's Elmo. And I couldn't care less about Elmo. I'm not interested, never been interested in Elmo. Don't want to see pictures of Elmo. Don't want to watch Elmo. But all of that changed. I love Elmo now. I'm interested in what Elmo does. I'm interested in things at the toy store that are likenesses of Elmo. You say, what in the world happened to you? Did you have a mental breakdown or what happened? No, I haven't. Annie and I have an 18-month-old granddaughter. That's all she talks about is Elmo. I think it's the first word she learned to say was Elmo. And because she loves Elmo, I love Elmo. Why? Because we love her. Because Elmo matters to her, Elmo now matters to me and matters to Annie. Because that's all she talks about when the television's turned on. Elmo, Elmo, Elmo. That's all that matters. When a book is opened, a child's book, Elmo. What matters to her matters to us. You say, where in the world are you going with this? Simply this. When you love Jesus Christ with all your heart, mind, and soul, what matters to him matters to you. And what maybe before, you couldn't care less about that word or that idea, that concept, but you found out through your walk with the Lord that it matters to him, so therefore it matters to you. It matters to you. Today we're going to talk about a word that matters very much to the Lord, even though we don't use it a lot in Christian circles. It's the word covenant. We serve a God of the covenant, a God who's always been in a covenant relationship with his people. The word covenant means an agreement or contract between two or more parties. A covenant is a contract or agreement between two or more parties, and covenant is how God has chosen, it's his decision, not mine, to deal with his people. The word testament means covenant, the old covenant and the new covenant. Don't know if you knew that or not, but that's what it means. God had a covenant with the Israelites that was set at Mount Sinai. You talk about that with Moses. And there have been other covenants, the Noahic covenant, where God made a covenant with people, said, I'm going to set a rainbow in the sky. And most people get this wrong. You know what most people say? Well, it's a reminder to us, the rainbow is, that God would never destroy the earth again by flood, the whole earth. That's not what it says. It's a reminder to God. God says when he sees the rainbow, he remembers the covenant. He does, which I find intriguing because all my life I've heard people say, well, you know, when we see the rainbow, we're supposed to think this. No, it's for God's benefit, according to, I think it's Genesis 9. You can look it up later. But we're in a covenant relationship, and today we're going to talk about the covenant relationship. It's a blood covenant relationship that you're in. It's with Jesus Christ, who Hebrews says is the mediator, the broker of a new covenant, and it's established through his blood.
Well, all this week we'll be looking at a passage in the book of Exodus in the Old Testament, the book of Hebrews in the New Testament about the word covenant. Covenant is more important to your life than you may know or I may recognize. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. God bless you, and thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.